bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Well, hello there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Monday installment. I know it sucks, it's Monday. Edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Come on, let's smile. It is the 10th of April, 2017. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend be coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Well, Londoners, here's some news that'll perk you up on your Monday. How about some free Wi-Fi? Well, that's what O2 has announced, that it intends to flood the entire city of London with ultra-fast, get this, 1 gigabyte per second Wi-Fi. However, though, when we mean the whole city, we don't really mean the whole city. It is actually the city of London. In other words, where the banks are, the insurance companies are, lawyers, all the people that probably don't really need free Wi-Fi, yeah. O2 said the multi-million pound deal will see the company deploy an unspecified number of a small cell 4G hotspots, meaning you're going to see these little things stuck up high on those walls here and there. Windows 10. Not a whole hell of a lot to love about it, is there? Although it is better than Windows 8. At least now installations can go a little easier. You have to sit there and click and click and click. No, you can just use your voice now. That's right, the latest Windows 10 Creators update brings Microsoft's Cortana right to the forefront, and she'll help you set up your system in no time. You can actually tell Windows Now to connect to your Wi-Fi network, choose the keyboard options, and sign into your Microsoft account, and you don't have to type a single key. Now, if we could only tell Cortana, please do not install any friggin' updates. Then we'd be all set. Bad news, iPhone 8 awaiters on your Monday. Gonna have to wait longer than we probably thought. Now, yes, as rumors started out this year, we'd see it around September. I don't think it's gonna happen now. According to the new report, the 5.8-inch iPhone won't arrive until October, or maybe even November. Why? Well, as you probably guessed, manufacturing challenges, blah, blah, blah. Now, if those manufacturing challenges supposedly the new iPhone 8 will have, what will be the most difficult thing? Well, getting the 3D sensing technology. Yeah, that may not even be available till around Christmas. And of course, they're saying because of the shortage of OLED panels, that could possibly push the release date to even November. Again, though, these are all rumors. We all know how rumors can be. Then again, if you think about it, rumors, yeah, they've been pretty true lately when it comes to Apple, haven't they? Yeah. And finally, mice. Oh, I hate the little bastards. They're smart little suckers too, aren't they? You know why they are? Well, turns out they actually make a copy backup of their own friggin' brain. Recently, some researchers got a hold of some mice, and believe it or not, with their own very eyes, they watched a cluster of brain cells that formed after the rodents were administered a shock. And then from there, scientists decided to light up their neurons like a Christmas tree, which, believe it or not, let them turn their memories on and off. Those of you thinking, this sounds so cruel, these are mice. Okay, mice. They carry diseases, they get in our food, they're a pain in the ass. Funny enough, and if you're still not pleased with that, according to the scientists, the mice completely forgot about their jolt of electricity. That is, until their memories were manually activated, then they, oh crap, yeah, we got shocked, didn't we? Apparently, researchers are hoping maybe someday in our lifetime, we can actually try this on humans, particularly those suffering from Alzheimer's. Possibly in a way of trying to relight up the memories that have gone. Alright, so I might take my feelings back a little bit about mice. If it could help patients with dementia, they might just become my new favorite animal. If you got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, our website, you know the place already, but if you haven't been there, please go on over there and check it out right this very second. Get subscribed to all of our wonderful podcasts while you're over there, too. You can also like our Facebook page, British Tech Networks. You can follow us on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me, too, on Twitter as well as Kyle Swagger. And, of course, our BTN community. Come on over and be a part of it. You can do that at BritishTech.slack.com. The new show will be back for your Tuesday installment. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news is going to happen over the next 24 hours, but until then, try your best to have a good and successful Monday. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.